used to say, live and let live.
Sean Connery was the first, Daniel Craig was the latest, but Roger Moore was the most prolific 007, with a fitting 7 films.
Can I help you?
Yes, my name is Bond, James Bond.
Who can forget him running across crocodiles in Live and Let Die?
Sometimes they can go a whole year without eating.
Oh, I was rather counting on that.
Dueling Christopher Lee in The Man with the Golden Gun.
To us, Mr. Bond, there's a useful four-letter word, and you're full of it.
Skiing into a parachute and driving an underwater car in The Spy Who Loved Me.
Bond, what do you think you're doing?
Keeping the British end up, sir.
Battling Jaws on a cable car in Moonraker.
What was that for?
For saving my life.
Remind me to do it more often.
Romancing Maude Adams in a floating palace in Octopussy.
You have a nasty habit of surviving.
What they say about the fittest?
Or knocking Christopher Walken off the Golden Gate Bridge in A View to a Kill.
Are you all right?
Yes.
There's never a cab when you want one.
He brought the best out of Paul McCartney, Carly Simon, and Marvin Hamlisch, who died in 2012. But unless you count the non-Eon films, we've never lost a Bond before, which is why this is so tough.
Like heaven above me, the spy who loved me.
Remembering Roger Moore, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.